This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Murdoch Kalegi. And Dr. Kalegi, there was a study that has just been released, I guess, in the last little while about what you were talking about just before the break with the use of CBD to potentially bring people off of opioid addiction, in this case specifically heroin. Is this the first study that you're aware of that has actually looked at this?
This is the first major study. I've known for a while, because I work clinically, I still see patients. I've known people for a while who have used CBD to help people with pain, both addicted and non-addicted. And there's actually was a fair amount of research prior to this on marijuana and its usefulness in treating opiate addiction. And in fact, there's been fairly vast research demonstrating that. What we didn't understand is what was in the marijuana that was effective. Was it the THC that's responsible for marijuana psychoactive components and is the major issue legally in a lot of areas? Or could the CBD be actually a contributing factor? This is the first significant study showing that it's the CBD, which is really exciting because CBD has far less difficulty for people to obtain. I mean, you can get it over the counter. It's not illegal, and it can be derived from hemp. So, you know, like I said, marijuana has been demonstrated for some time to be helpful to opiate addiction, but the problem has been the regulatory issues in using medical marijuana to treat addiction. So if we can increase access by taking one of the active components in marijuana that has benefit, but without the difficulties in obtaining, I think that's fantastic and really exciting.
So now this has been the initial study. Is this something that they're going to have to continue the study to see whether it is, boom, a cure, or whether it's something where the person is going to have to continue to use CBD to reduce their addiction?
Well, I think a couple things. One, we're going to continue to get smarter about the best way to utilize CBD. Is it in concert with other therapies? And what combination of therapies seem to be most effective? Now, in terms of whether it's something like, will they need to be taking CBD for the rest of their life? As we talked about earlier, CBD doesn't seem to demonstrate the high addictive potential. So that other substances people are more concerned about can have. So I believe, and there's not research demonstrating this yet. This is what I think will be researched. I believe based on that research on the physiology of CBD, that it can be a bridging therapy, meaning it can be useful when people are trying to break their opiate addiction. As they become free from that, the withdrawals and the cravings for opiates, I think you can decrease the CBD. Now, the exception to that is if what drove the opiate addiction was some sort of chronic pain that persists, chronic back pain or some issue, and that pain still needs to be addressed, then I think the CBD may be continued, but to address the pain rather than the cravings for opiates.
So in either case, the idea is get the patient off the opiate, either because they don't need it anymore, because you've broken the craving, or because the CBD is now what's being used to relieve the pain.
Exactly. I think any time you can get people off opiates, it's worthwhile. I've dealt with so many thousands of people that have experienced such tragedy from opiates, and I have yet to have the person say, like, opiates have just been wonderful for me. meanwhile, I hear a lot of CBD stories that say, thank goodness, you know, I finally found something to treat my pain. I finally found something to help me sleep. I finally found something to improve my mood. And so if we can find something that doesn't seem to have all those harmful effects, including the risk of overdose and death, and can help decrease opiate addiction, I'm fairly excited about it.
So now, is there enough similarities between opioids and opiates that if the CBD is shown to work, like I believe this study was basically with people with heroin abuse histories, if this study can be shown with future studies to be true, is that a fairly good signal that CBD will work with other opiates, or do you have to sort of work with each of them individually?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And while I'm certain it'll be researched, other opiates, yes, it's fairly generalizable. So if CBD can help with withdrawal from heroin, then it can it's very, very likely that it will help with withdrawal from prescription opioids or any other type. It's important to know that the study did not show that CBD took away the cravings for heroin. What it showed was it was able to decrease it. It's kind of like many other therapies that have been identified that can help improve the success of breaking opiate addiction is by decreasing the cravings for them, both physiologically, mentally. So there's other therapies like meditation, cognitive behavioral therapy, physical exercise. So it's really that CBD could be used in concert with some of these other therapies to help break free from opiate addiction.
So again, then CBD 99% of the time is not going to be the be-all and end-all, but it is, as I think you were saying earlier, very much a bridge to breaking the problem.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people have hesitation around CBD saying, well, what if I could get addicted to that, or is it from marijuana, which we've clarified earlier in this discussion. I think the most important point is it's not a question of CBD or nothing. It's a question of, would you rather be taking CBD or would you rather be hooked on opiates? And I think the answer there is pretty obvious from what we know about CBD's addictive potential or lack thereof, from what we know about the side effects of CBD compared to the side effects of opiates. When making that choice, I think the choice is pretty obvious. Could there be some risks that we haven't yet learned with CBD? Possibly. But I'm certain they are far less than the risks that we are very certain of with opiates.
Now, is there any research being done on children who possibly are being born with these addictions? Is anything being done about CBD possibly being able to help them?
There's been lots of research on ways to help children who are born addicted to opiates. It's always tougher to do research on therapies for kids, giving children substances, especially, you know, CBD and its the understanding of how it's derived and not from marijuana is fairly recent. So I have yet to see literature on actually administering CBD to opiate-addicted children. I think as there's more research on CBD and its benefits in opiate addiction, I wouldn't be surprised to see that one day. We're just not there yet.
Is there a fairly solid understanding at this point about safe, if you will, dosages for CBD?
That's one of my favorite questions. Because it's an emerging science, I found both in my clinical practice, in the research, in a lot of the literature that's published, that using CBD is still a bit of trial and error on several levels. One is the dosage. You take a dose, you're not feeling anything, you try a higher dose or try higher, or you could start at the upper end. You could try high because there's not an overdose potential. You're not going to experience psychoactive effects or anything, hallucinate. So you could start high and work your way down. But what's interesting is CBD, unlike many substances, has multiple potential routes of administration. You don't just have to take it orally. You can take it sublingually, which means under the tongue. Mm-hmm. And benefits of that are sublingual absorption bypasses the gut and liver, and so it doesn't get processed and metabolized. So it goes more basically directly into the bloodstream. So you can potentially take a lower dose and experience benefit. I know lots of people who actually experience a lot more benefit taking it sublingually than they take it orally. And what's also fascinating about CBD is research has demonstrated that it can actually be absorbed subcutaneously, which means through the skin. So you'll see many people, or you'll see a lot of products, CBD creams, advertised, where a lot of people will administer it locally, because just like we don't have a lot of good pain relievers and a lot of good anti-inflammatories, we definitely don't have a lot of good ones that are absorbed locally and through the skin, therefore, you know, not really traveling through the system. So a lot of people will put it on their knee or on their shoulder and experience that localized benefit. My suggestion is try different types, try oral, try sublingual, try topical. See what works for you, because that's really the most important test.
Okay. We got to wrap this up fairly quick, Dr. Kalegi. Is there a website that you have where people can go to get more information on all these questions?
Absolutely. You know, I work with Elevate Hemp CBD because they have that suite of products, the oral, the topical, the sublingual. They also, you know, in this kind of emerging CBD age, it's a little bit of the Wild West, so they make sure to test their products for quality and purity. So they have information. So I would suggest going to the Elevate Hemp website to learn more information about CBD and the different products that are out there.
Okay. Dr. Murdoch Kalegi, thank you very much for calling in and talking to us today about CBDs and opiates.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Take a quick break and be back with more on Health First.